The new Hanover County school system has struggled to provide an equal education to all students. That's according to a recent new Hanover County City of Wilmington's Community Relations Advisory Report. But whether or not redistricting is the answer remains an open question, WHQR reports. Stephanie Crayville is a newly elected member of the new Hanover County School Board. She says when the time comes to redistrict schools, she'll listen to the experts, but it might not mean moving kids around the district.
I truly believe that if we worked hard at making all of our schools better by the way that we distribute our funds and by the way we distribute our people power, then it really shouldn't matter what school your kid goes to. Now, I know that is like Pollyanna rose glasses, but I think that's what should be our end goal. And if our kids want to go to school with their friends in the neighborhood they live in, then they should be able to do that. And the parents should be able to feel comfortable that their kids are getting a good, solid education.
Theodore Shaw is the director of UNC Chapel Hill's Center for Civil Rights. He agrees, but says it's not that simple.
I appreciate the sentiment that we need to make all schools better. But having said that, what does that mean? I don't think that there's a magic bullet, but there are some things we know about both racial segregation and economic status. Poverty impaction is one of the most devastating factors with respect to the challenges of providing quality education.
Shaw says that concentrating students in poverty in any school is to be avoided. He says that this concentration diminishes the quality of instruction and reduces equal access to educational opportunities and resources. He also says that it's in all of our interest to have economically and racially diverse schools. If we don't, he says, it limits the ability of all of our children to enter the marketplace of employment and to fulfill their civic responsibilities. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.